Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Teresa Whiteside. Welcome, Teresa.
Thanks for having me.
We are on location here at St. Brendan's, St. Brendan the Navigator here in Hilliard. We have been for the last couple days. Teresa, it's so great to have you here, but let's first start with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, inspire us. We just ask that you pour forth the gift of your Holy Spirit upon us to open our hearts to your promptings. Give us that gift of openness and trust in your will. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, Teresa, I'm going to attempt to not call you Teresa Kurth.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's how long I've known her back before she was married. But Teresa, as we start this this conversation, it's always great to hear how you've come to know the Lord, how you met the Lord. You came from a Catholic family. You grew up in a Catholic family in Upper Arlington.
Yes.
How did you come to know the Lord?
Yeah, we lived right across the street from St. Andrew Church. My parents were very involved, youngest of seven kids. We did not miss Mass on Sundays. I mean, if we were traveling for sports, if we were on vacation, Mass was always priority. And my mom actually went to daily Mass, 6:30 a.m. every day of my life. So the church was very present. But that personal relationship with God, that I didn't know about. I actually remember, I was probably like 8 years old, we were in the old St. Andrew Church with the green carpet up the walls, and that song, "Here I Am, Lord." And I was like, oh, God, are you talking to me? And I laughed it off. Like, oh, God doesn't do that. That's just a silly thought I had. And life went on, and my family, some things happened, and we kind of fell apart a little bit. And I made a decision that I didn't believe in God. I wanted nothing to do with him. I really forced my mom to allow me to leave Catholic schools. I really didn't want to be a part of the church. And I went to public high school, where I started making some decisions that my very saintly mom was concerned about. So she said, you have to go to youth group. And she would drive me across the street and sit outside the door to make sure I really went and stayed. And I remember realizing that these people had something I didn't have. They really seemed to like themselves. They seemed to be at peace. But I didn't know how to get it. So for like 2 years, I would show up to youth group and just pretend that I understood what they were talking about, and I was praying and making the right choices, and then go live the rest of the week totally ignoring God in my life. My junior year of high school, I was invited on a retreat, and we were in Eucharistic adoration out in the middle of the woods, and I felt like a lot of shame. I couldn't even like look at Jesus in the Eucharist. I was making some pretty bad decisions. So I left. I went out to the picnic tables, started texting my friends, and God in his goodness sent two skunks my way. And I really cared about being well-liked, so I couldn't be the stinky girl on retreat. So I had to head back inside to adoration. I love that God used my disordered need for other people's approval to bring me back to him. And as I was looking at him in the Eucharist and trying to figure out why I felt this sense of shame, I just felt like a really gentle invitation, not a condemnation, but just an invitation to go to the confessional, to offer my sins to him and to really receive his forgiveness and reconciliation. I'd been really opposed to the sacrament. I just had a lot of hesitations towards it, but Father Dave Young was in the confessional and I had grown to know him through youth ministry. So I said, okay, I'm going to do it. And for the first time since confirmation, and really for the first time ever in my life, I went to confession and I laid out everything. I held nothing back and I really earnestly desired to be reconciled to God. And I can still remember like the feeling Father Dave put his hands like on my head to absolve me, and like a literal weight lifted. And I received like a supernatural joy that carried me into the months to come to make some hard decisions to really shift the direction and course of my life. Definitely fell and had some mistakes figuring out this life of discipleship, but that was the turning moment where there was no going back. There was no before that I wanted to go back to. I just wanted to pursue Jesus and greater intimacy with him and greater virtue. So that was the turning moment where I met him and knew that he loved me, and that life could be different.
Excellent. And that was all while you were in high school, is that right?
Yes, while I was in high school.
And then in college, kind of a growth in discipleship?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I had all these plans with my friends to go to college and rush sororities and have the best time of our life. But I knew I was so new to my conversion. If I did that, I probably wasn't going to stay close to Jesus. So I went and did a year of missionary work with Net Ministries. And that, for me, solidified a few things. One, it taught me how to pray. Like, I really learned how to pray every single day to stay close to Jesus. And then two, it helped heal some of my identity issues that had come from my family and some woundedness in who I was as a daughter and as a woman. So I really understood, like, I was a deeply beloved daughter of God. And so when I came home from that, I stayed here in Columbus, went to Ohio Dominican University, worked my summers at Catholic Youth Summer Camp, lived in household with St. Paul's Outreach, studied theology, volunteered with youth ministry, and just tried my best to keep pursuing him.
Beautiful. If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship, and I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Teresa Whiteside. Teresa, as I mentioned earlier, I knew you as Teresa Kurth.
Yes.
back in the day, and you are now Teresa Whiteside, or have been for some time. Yeah. Maybe you could talk about the importance of the Lord in marriage.
Yeah.
And living this vocation.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think all the time, like, I don't know how any two imperfect people are able to come together to sustain a family, to, like, love each other selflessly without that model of Christ. I mean, there are days when, like, I wake up and I don't want to make the bed that I know my husband likes being made, or I don't want to clean the dishes again. Like, it's a lot of monotony and repetition in home life. But when you're able to offer that to Jesus, he makes it new every day. And it's an act of love towards your spouse and towards your family, that it feels fresh and it feels new in a way that I'm not sure it would without Christ.
Beautiful. And what role do you serve here at St. Brendan's?
Yeah, I'm the director of our evangelization and catechesis.
Excellent, excellent. So you kind of oversee not just the youth and the youth groups, which, of course, I think we've talked to David and Susan about, but maybe like the larger catechetical program and everything. So, Teresa, in your role here at St. Brendan's in parish life, what are ways in which people can encounter the Lord in the life of the parish?
Oh, yeah. I think one of the things I have really loved that we've started is our anchored adoration nights. So we've always offered times where Jesus is exposed in the Eucharist and people can come and go as they please. But we started these once a month prayer and adoration hours where we have an exhortation or a talk or a meditation that we do together as a community, times of worship and prayer together, and then silence still as well so that we can hear God. And I think it's just been really beautiful to gather as a community to intentionally pray and be in the presence of Jesus together. I love that a lot. We also have our faith formation program that I'm directly in charge of, and we're really trying this year with COVID and doing family faith formation to teach the family that actually the home is the primary place that children encounter Jesus. It's the first place that they learn who God is, that he loves them, that he has a call for their life. And so we do these monthly take-home boxes where they are able to break open the Sunday gospel together, so centered around the readings of the church, and then also liturgical activities, so around saints' feast days, different things going on in the life of the church, so that their home can really be that place of first encounter.
Excellent. And as we wrap up, I think how recently, maybe, or, you know, in the last year or so, have you encountered Christ and his presence?
Yeah. I have loved the challenge of COVID, because what COVID makes me want to do is run away from the present moment. I just am wishing and hoping for what's to come. But God is the present moment. And so what it's teaching me is how to learn to be with him in all circumstances. So to turn my heart and my mind to prayer when I just want to run away, or when I want to go to the next thing or move past this circumstance, I feel like my faith has grown and deepened and matured so much, learning how to encounter him as he is, where he is, and where I am, no matter what else is going on.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Teresa, for joining us. Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mm-hmm. Lord God, we give you thanks for all that you're doing here at St. Brendan's Parish. We ask, O Lord, that you bless all of the parishioners there and the staff there, and to bless all of our listeners. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me on location here at St. Brendan's is Teresa Whiteside. Until next time, peace and all good.
Let us pray together the St. Michael prayer for our families.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who roam throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi.
For more than 2 years, Daniel was in and out of addiction treatment facilities, but he found little success. Then, like his father before him, he became a resident of St. Christopher's Inn, a renowned center for men in crisis in Garrison, New York. Daniel's father is more than 26 years sober, and he attributes that accomplishment to the training he received at St. Christopher's. Daniel intends to follow the same path. He says, St. Christopher's healed my heart and brought me home to my family. In my last year, I've been able to find passion in my new career. My brothers, Christopher, have filled my heart with an amount of gratitude that has only motivated me to give it back in return. All I want to do now is help people. This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.